The York City School District is poised to become the first public school system in Pennsylvania to be converted entirely to charter schools. Governor-elect Tom Wolf has said he's against privatizing York schools, and critics say there's pressure to do that before he takes office. Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty reports the district's most recent efforts to prevent the full-scale charter conversion were too little, too late.
Students, parents, and teachers spent more than 2 hours Wednesday night protesting the turnover of the city's floundering public school district to a private for-profit charter school operator. Valanda Kearse was one of them.
If it is for a public service, for the interest of the children, why does money need to be made off their education?
School board members ultimately delayed a vote on Wednesday on a contract with Charter Schools USA to allow time to get more information about the company's plans. But they can do little more than stall because they're engaged in the state's Act 141 program for distressed, underperforming public schools. That law allows a receivership if district officials are not complying with their recovery plan. York's state-appointed Chief Recovery Officer David Meckley says that's the scenario there, that he'll push for a receivership and then charterize the schools. York officials tried to avoid that by passing a new contract with teachers on Wednesday, but Meckley says that proposal doesn't cut it.
The collective bargaining agreement, as I understand it, does not provide enough manpower, so it's not a viable internal plan.
Meckley says he'll decide in a few days whether he'll petition the courts for a receivership. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads, York.